It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where for the past, I guess it's been about 6.5 years now, we've been talking to all of you that are listening about the importance of keeping the four facets of who you are in balance. And so that is the physical, obviously. If you're not physically healthy, it's going to be next to impossible to keep your life in balance because of all the aches and pains and medical treatments, et cetera, that you might be going through. The next part is the intellectual. And I hope everyone is growing every single day, that you're learning something that you didn't know the day before. And the way I talk to people about it is, even on your deathbed, you should be learning something. Maybe it's just that aha, now I understand where life is and where I'm going. It could be something, you know, just like that. And then you have your spiritual connection. It could be with a higher power, your guides, your angels, God. It's depending upon the individual. And finally, you're looking at the emotional. And that's what we're going to be talking about today with Trey Malicote. He's a returning guest, and Trey and I have been friends for a very long time now. But we're going to be talking about where we are in today's climate, politically and otherwise, and the fact that everyone is pretty much full of fear and anxiety, I think, as to what is happening in the world. So certainly not just the United States, it's the entire world that we're experiencing a lot of our anxious moments these days. So before we get started with Trey, I'm just reminding everyone that when you go on the website, it's synergyconnectionradio.com. All of the shows are archived there under show notes. And I think there's like 35 pages of shows at this point. And so, you know, check out, Trey's been scattered throughout, so you can kind of scroll down all of those pages and find different shows that Trey and I have done. Also, there's a link to Boomers Forever Young, and this is a company that sponsors the show. Our newest product with Boomers is called Myotrol, M-Y-O-T-R-O-L, and Myotrol comes from a Dr. Eric Kurtz. He's created this product for this company. And what it does is it helps to rebuild muscle. It also, I think, does a wonderful job with people that have autoimmune disorders. We have many that have Parkinson's and MS and Lyme's disease and other conditions that are autoimmune. And they're all doing amazingly well. Sometimes even all of the symptoms are reversed. So you might want to check that product out as well. If you click on the bottle of Myotrol, and then read everything, there's quite a lengthy report as to how the product works, who invented it, some of the videos and audio recordings describing the product. And I don't know, there's hundreds now of testimonies. So it's a pretty new product for the company. I've been on it for a year. And I will tell you that endurance and stamina are huge when you're using this product. So check that one out. If you decide to order anything that is on their website, if you just put my first name, L-U-C-Y, into the discount code box, then you're going to get 15% off of your order. And you know what? In today's economy, 15% is not a bad deal to get for being healthy. And that's what we do need, is we need to look at reverse aging and we need to get healthy because otherwise we're not going to be able to manage the stress level that all of us are under these days. All right. So welcome back, Trey.
Hey, thank you, Lucy. It's so nice to be with you today. Whoa, what in the world have we been through over the last year or four or five? It's been absolutely insane, hasn't it?
It has. It has. And here in Florida, I mean, we have all of the stress that everybody else has. But mm-hmm. in the last year, we had Tropical Storm Debbie that dropped 18 inches of rain and caused all kinds of flooding in places that were considered zero flood zone. And so those people didn't even have coverage to repair their homes because they didn't carry flood insurance. Uh-huh. And then we had Milton and we had Helene And guess what? I'm headed back to Wisconsin where we don't have hurricanes and the cost of living is a whole lot easier.
Yes,
So,
indeed. Why do you think I live in Denver, Lucy?
no hurricanes and no
No
av
hurricanes.
up in the mountains, I guess you have a few snow avalanches, but not down in
Absolutely.
Denver.
Nothing in the big deal. You know, I'm so glad we're here today talking because I got to tell you, you've been a therapist for a number of years. I've been a therapist for a number of years. And I don't know about you, but I'm seeing an intensity of anxiety and an uncertainty that it's unprecedented. It's something I've never seen in my practice. I don't know about you.
No, that's true. And even kids, I mean, because they're exposed to it if their parents are watching the news or they're on their phones or they're on their tablets. But I mean, I have a number of children, 14, 10-year-olds, that are really stressed.
Absolutely. Well, let's dive into that today. And what I'd like to do is just, first of all, I've been doing a lot of reading and research about what's actually going on. And, so we can be best prepared. Here's what I understand. Anxiety disorders now, and this is new, are the most common mental health concern in the world today.
Really?
Yes, in fact, 284 million people globally suffer from some form of anxiety, and that's roughly 40 million people in the United States.
That's
Now,
a crazy
it
number.
is crazy. And what people do with anxiety is they generally say, well, let's just take a Xanax or, something that's going to have a drink of wine or just something to calm yourself down. That's not going to work now because people are, I think, living in a state of constant fight or flight now.
You know what else is happening, and I don't know whether doctors are diagnosing this or not, but when you have constant cortisol secretion, you end up with adrenal fatigue and you don't recover from adrenal fatigue. There's no remedy for that other than maybe learning how to at least cope with it with meditation or something along those lines. But once the body has reached that state, there is no turning back.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of clients that certainly have highly agitated nervous systems. And so let's dive into a little bit about that. And as we think about anxiety, what I want your listeners to understand, anxiety is not just feeling a little nervous. There are lots of ways that anxiety presents itself. Let me just hit that with a high brush. First of all, there's a generalized anxiety disorder. That's just suffering some anxiety, but you're still functioning in the world pretty well. There's panic disorder. By the way, for the first time in my 59-year life, I had a panic attack the other day.
Really?
Yes. And as well as I do, that stopped me in my tracks. And what I said was, if I'm having this and I've been trained to manage all of this, what's happening out there in the big world, right? Nevertheless, panic, social anxiety disorder. And a lot of people are afraid of crowds. I think especially after COVID, people locked down and now people don't want to be in the same types of environments. There's phobias that are involved with anxiety sometimes. Fear of snakes, fear of flying, fear of sex, fear of the mall. That's my phobia. And the mall, not sex. And then you get really more into some of the behaviors like obsessive compulsive disorder, frequently washing your hands. Are you a triple clicker? Here's what I'm talking about. You walk to the grocery store, you get out of your car, you click the car alarm three times. Doot, 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 then you walk back to make sure you lock the door. That's obsessive compulsive, right? Some folks are experiencing PTSD now, and I think largely in part the way I look at that as a traumatologist is that past trauma will surface when the adrenal system is, when you're experiencing adrenal fatigue, your nervous system is under attack, PTSD symptomology, which is intrusions, nightmares, hypervigilance, hyper-awareness, all sorts of things. Okay, so enough about anxiety. We know what it is. And I bet your reader or your listeners are saying, I wonder if I'm washing my hands too much. I wonder if I'm a triple clicker. And here's what I want people to understand. And I don't want to go down a political highway with you. So we won't do that. But I do want people to contextualize in the first part of this discussion. I want to contextualize some of the common anxiety stimulators, if you will, provokers. And then I want to really spend the bulk of the time talking about how do we calm it all down, right? And, you know, on the simple side of things, breathe, just breathe. On the more complex side, I'll show you how to do that in a minute. We'll do some exercises. But what I have observed, and I really think this began about mid-2000s. You look at 2007, 2008, we had this massive home crisis. And for many people, that caused a level of instability. Fast forward to 2019, 2020, we have an entire pandemic, right? In the midst of all of that, we've had political instability, infighting that we've never seen before, politicalization of all sorts of things, divisiveness. We've seen economic stress, you know, COVID. I don't know about you, but I had to completely retool, as did you. I remember we were worried about that. Right. So people are worried about money. And especially, I think, in today's environment, I think COVID exhausted all of us. And as a result, now we're just a little bit more agitated. There's climate change, racial and social injustices. But the big one, okay, I'm about to throw it down and I'm about to irritate some folks. I know this, but the single most influential factor on anxiety today is the media and social media. Now, let me give you a story and then I'm going to take a break. And, you know how I operate. I talk until I run out of air. What I realized the other day. So when TikTok was all in the process, and I know some of your listeners are probably TikTok followers and others aren't, but right around the first of the year, TikTok was supposed to go away. Mm-hmm. And I jumped onto that platform, never being on it. Of course, I was on Facebook and Instagram and all LinkedIn and all the more innocuous ones, so to speak. And I thought, you know, Trey, jump on TikTok and just see how the world is. And what I noticed, I did a little test with myself over about a week and a half period. And what I realized was within a week and a half, one social media platform took me from feeling good in the world to being terrified.
And that was TikTok.
Yeah. Right. Here's the point. Garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly.
Here's the second point. Everyone's algorithm is designed around stimulating fear and stimulating response in your nervous system, in your adrenal system, right? Mm-hmm. Think about it this way. If TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn can make you think you should be afraid about something, improving something, mad about something, advocating about something, you're going to stay on the platform longer. And at the same time, your nervous system is under assault.
Yes.
Bottom line. And then we'll, you know, I'm going to shut up. Social media and or the media. Let me go down a highway about that one. I don't care if you're a CNN follower or a Fox News follower. They're all propaganda. They're designed to create fear and instability.
Right.
So, point being, if you want to get your nervous system at least on the journey toward improvement, the first step is turn the TV off, turn Google News off, turn Facebook, Instagram, and all social media off. And here's the test. Do it for 1 week and see how your body responds. Okay, weigh in. What say you, Lucy Forsting? It's so nice to see you, by the way. What say you?
I totally agree. That is one of the first things that I do tell people is if you're spending more than just a couple of minutes on your phone, besides answering a call or returning a text, you're probably spending too much time. You know, maybe go play, you know, a game if you're addicted to some of the games that are there, but don't even let that keep pulling you back to your phone. And certainly if you're checking your social media constantly, that is not a good thing. So, I tell people, you know, turn it off for a week and exactly what you said, see how your body responds, go out and walk. Notice the sounds around you of birds, or maybe if you're in a cattle area, cows mooing. I happen to have Florida cattle around me, and their babies are all around right now. So it's so refreshing just to see something like that and watch them for a while. Your heart rate's going to go down. Your breathing is going to slow down. People that have to get up in the morning and turn on their phone to check the news, I think are in trouble personally, because there's no good news out there. There is only what they want you to read and what they want you to hear, depending on who you're listening to.
That's exactly right. Going back to my TikTok test, I realized that I get a weekly report. Prior to the TikTok experiment, I was spending about an hour a week on my phone, social media. In that 1 week period, I was spending 5 hours a day
Oh my goodness. Oh
and didn't
my.
even know it. Okay, so what do we do about this? What I want to do is throw out a bunch of different things that I know work really well for me. And hopefully, and maybe we'll even demonstrate a couple of these, but let's start with something that a lot of your audience might not know about. And that is something called a binaural beat. Now, a binaural beat is a type of recording where there are two different frequencies that are recorded simultaneously. And one plays in one ear and one plays in the other. And what happens is that those sounds go into your brain waves. I'm simplifying neurology, but they go into your brain waves. They grab your brain waves and they can slow down, speed up, relax your brain waves. All right. Now, here's what I know. I have experimented with binaural beats since 2013, and this is what will rock your world. I've even done a full LSD trip with no LSD using only sound.
Really?
Yes. So I want your audience to think about going on YouTube and just searching out binaural beats and using sound, begin to experiment with different sound to calm or to elevate yourself.
Don't you have to have a particular headset, though, to do that?
I'm so glad you asked. No, you do have to have a headset or earbuds or beat ear, something that's enclosing your sound system effectively. But a typical set of earbuds works perfectly. And you only have to do them for anywhere between 5 and 20 minutes. Binaural beats, BINAURAL beats. Okay. First step. Second step, and I want to do this with everybody if you'll indulge me. It's called systematic relaxation. All right. Now, what I'd like everyone to do is, and we'll only take about a minute to do this just to illustrate it, but what I'd like everyone to do is plant their feet on the ground, and I want you to put your hands on your knees, on your thighs. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to scan your body. And as you're scanning your body, I want you to think about where things hurt, where things feel tight, where you're just holding stress and anxiety. Now, in this process, what I'd like you to do, and we're only going to do a little bit of this, but what I'd like you to do is raise your shoulders and at the same time hold them as high as you can. And I want you to clench your face as tight as you can. Every muscle, clench it up. Shoulders, face, hold it. Hold it. Hold it for 10, as tight as you can. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now relax and allow your face to soften and your shoulders to drop. Taking a big deep breath in and holding it as you roll your neck and allow your face to relax. Secondly, now I want you to hold your face and your shoulders in that relaxed position But now I want you to clench your hands, your forearms, and your biceps as tightly as you can. Clenching tight. It's so tight. Hold it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now relax your face, your shoulders, your biceps, your forearms, and your hands. Allowing them to drop to your side, taking a big deep breath in and holding it for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everything is calm. Now, come back to me, everyone. And what I want you to think about right now is, how does your body feel?
Mine
your
feels
body?
More, yeah, mine feels more relaxed.
Okay. Now, if you're going to do good systematic relaxation, by the way, you can research this on YouTube too. And they're actually guided processes. I did it a little differently, but generally what you want to do is start from your feet up. You clench your feet, your calves, your thighs, your butt, your stomach, your chest, your arms, shoulders, face, head. And if you do it from the bottom up, it will have even a more profound effect on you.
Okay.
Interesting technique, isn't it? I do that one all the time. You do too, don't you? Probably.
I do more of a breathing technique for me than I do that one, but I like that one because it shows you what tension feels like and then what no tension feels like. So it's a very good example.
Okay. All right. Now, the third approach is called vagal toning. About addressing, I love all these phrases we come up with, really. It's your vagus nerve, which is part of your parasympathetic nervous system, which basically regulates how your body responds to distress, stress in the world, right?
Right.
So one of the things that we can do to improve our vagal nerve response is to shake like a dog. Have you ever wondered when your dog gets in the fountain, they're always shaking their entire body?
Right.
What I want everyone to try is to stand up right now, and I want you to wiggle and shake as much as you can. Shake your arms above your head, shake them out to the side, shake them down by your side, shake your legs, shake every part of your body you can right now. And let's do it for about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, big deep breath in. And allowing your entire body to relax.
And that's vagal toning.
Vagal toning. Now, here's another one. I love this one too. Everyone do it with me. Now, put your tongue on the top of the roof of your mouth and feel the vibration. Changing the tone. Do it with me, tone. You'll feel your tongue vibrating on the top of your mouth, didn't you?
Right? Yes, and that's almost like the monks.
It is, and there's a reason they meditate and chant the way they do, because it directly calms the vagal nerve system.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that interesting?
Okay. Yeah.
You can also sing. I find myself when I'm stressed, I'll be roaming around the mall and I'll be singing Amy Grant and Christian songs, flipping people off as they're driving by because I don't like them. Singing is good for the soul. I'm being a bit funny right there. Here's one that I use often that also has an effect on the parasympathetic nervous system. If you're feeling really panicky, uncertain, just like your skin is crawling, I want you to splash cold water on your face. In Florida, you can't do that because there is no cold water anywhere, but you might get yourself an ice cube or two. Uh-huh. Put your hands in ice water and hold them for as long as you can in the water. Or take a cold shower, Right?
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about cold exposure? There's all sorts of science about it now, and people are buying tanks for their backyard so they can do ice baths.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. There's reason for that because it calms you down. All right, let's move on to another one. And of course, meditation, mindfulness, yoga, gentle movement, tai chi, qigong, all of those things have a benefit. And here's the thing I'm telling every one of my clients, if you're not doing something to take care of your body and your mind right now, there's a reason it's called a practice and we need to all be doing it right now.
Right.
Right?
We absolutely do. There's no doubt.
Absolutely.
They were pointing out on our morning news in my area, the importance of having a pet. And they said it's the same as if for women and men that are widowed in particular, because it's like being married. It's like having somebody around that you can talk to, even though they don't exactly talk back. They're still there, and you're talking to them, and you're doing things for them and with them. And the importance of that for mental health and physical health.
100%. I have a little dog that saved my life during COVID.
Oh, I
Right?
bet. I bet.
Yeah. Okay. So, what if I told you that gargling with just a bit of water, or if you've got bad breath, get yourself some Listerine, hold your neck back, allow the fluid to run to the back of your throat, and simply gargle it? That actually will help reset your vagus nerve as well.
I didn't know that. Good
Isn't
to know.
that interesting? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, now let me move on to one more little piece and then we'll jump into some new stuff. What I'd like to do is demonstrate a technique called the 747 technique. You've heard me talk about this before, but this is my go-to. It's a breathing technique. And by the way, if anyone's interested, there are over 50 different breath work methodologies and lots of wonderful research on how to use these things. 747, here's how it works. And I want everyone on the call with us or listening today to do it in your own time or do it with me right now. What you do is you take a big deep breath in and you hold it for 7 seconds. You then expel that breath for 4 seconds, and then you take another breath in for seven. So let's all do that together. Big deep breath in. Hold it for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Expel 4, 3, 2, 1. Big deep breath in. Hold it for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Expel it for 4, 3, 2, 1. Big deep breath in. Okay, now here's the interesting thing, Lucy. If a person does that 5 times, so 747, 747, 747, 5 different times, and by the way, everyone should be doing this intermittently throughout their day. I do it every time I have a new client. I do it every time I'm a little irritated about something. I do it every time I inadvertently jump on Google and realize that I think the world's burning, right? Here's the thing about the 747 technique. It is one of the fastest ways to slow your heart rate, oxygenate your body, and calm your parasympathetic nervous system. Okay. Now, I hope you don't feel like I'm just throwing a bunch of information out at you, but I'm so excited about this.
Well, I think that people are going to find their go-to, if you will. You know, there's going to be one that just resonates well with them. And whether it's the breathing technique, or I have people use tapping, you know, to change their mindset. But whatever it is that you can do easily and that you're going to remember to do when you're feeling uptight, anxious, angry, upset, if you can go to that regularly, it kind of undoes some of the damage that is out there that you're taking in. You know, it gives your body
Absolutely.
some coping skills.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, now let me take the education up a notch. I've worked in the world of trauma since 1999. I hate to admit that. God, do you ever look back and mid-century now means the 80s and the 90s?
Right.
Crazy. Anyway, one of the things that I've learned as a traumatologist is that our senses are what trigger anxiety. What you see, hear, taste, touch, and smell, right? You hear someone yell fire, your heart's going to race. You smell something very noxious, you're probably going to get out of the room. You feel fire, warmth, you're probably going to worry a little bit about that. Our senses are the key to their direct link to what's called our limbic system. Our limbic system is the control center for anxiety and all of these feelings of powerlessness. Okay, now here's why I'm nerding out on you. If we know that our senses are constantly scanning, taking in information, then the way we can regulate our anxiety is by regulating the sensory input.
Exactly.
Here's how I do it. And I am adamant about this right now. I sit in a dark office with one lamp on and sunlight, because when rooms have less abrasive lighting, and by the way, the light bulb is a golden hue. When we can tone down the fluorescence and all the light noise around us, even your cell phone, turn the screens down, turn the color down on, or the light down on your computers. Sit in less bright environments. That's the first thing. Number two, temperature. I have a fan under my desk that keeps me warmer all day long, because a warm body is less likely to be reactionary. Okay. Third thing, I have a aromatherapy diffuser in the corner, and in that device is lavender or yang lang lang or peppermint or a citrus flavor. And by the way, with aromatherapy, all these scents affect your brain chemistry differently. So keep it calm, keep it smelling good, keep it warm. And I have gotten to the point, maybe I'm just getting older, but I don't wear a single thing if it's uncomfortable. If there's a tag or if it's too tight, and as I get fatter, I'm not wearing belts anymore. I don't even wear pants because it's just, since COVID, nobody wears pants. I'm joking. The point is, what we're touching has an effect. So people can use stress balls, make sure your chair is comfortable, make sure that you're in a good posture. All right. So sight, smell, touch. What are you hearing? Keep it quiet.
I noticed that when my brother was here visiting, he was watching a couple of shows that used a lot of very invasive language, as far as I was concerned. And the language, well, I could hear it in the background because, I was in my office. And it was going on and on and on. And I was like becoming more and more irritated with that kind of language. So I know what you're talking about when you have abrasive things that are happening in your background. Well, listen, our show is basically done for the day, Trey, and I want to thank you for being part of the program. And we will definitely have you back on in a matter of a few months. In the meantime, I hope you go out there and make this your very, very best day. Share this information with those who are in your family and your network of friends. And we will see you next week. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.